Simon Reish Nun Dalid, Dine Tafshilin Hamuchonim Erev Shabbos, Kedeli Higomer B'Shabbos. Simon Reish Nun Gimel began, the title was, preparing your tanur, preparing your kir, preparing your appliances, your oven and stove. Here, we're discussing the foods. Foods that you're preparing Friday, and they'll be finished Friday night. And the Mishnah Berurah begins with an introduction, but instead of putting the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah, he put it in the Be'er Halacha. So let's look in Be'er Halacha. Af al pi v'chul. Kidei sheyispar lucha heitev divi ha-mechaber harav. Be'el ha-shtei se'ifim. In order that it should be clear to you very well the words of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah in the first two se'ifim. Aktim divi ha-toysu shabes she-heitek divi ha-gemar va-poiskin b'kitzor. I'm going to record the words of Toysu Shabbos, who brings the Gemara and Poskim in brief. And it's kemat, a word-for-word transcription of the Toysu Shabbos. Toysu Shabbos is a perish of Shulchan Aruch. Karsina b'shas yudchesam abeis. In the Gemara Shabbos yudchesam abeis, the Gemara says, v'hashta da'amet komidi d'kashi lo zika lo megayile. Now that we've clarified that if the cooking food is exposed to air, it'll ruin it. So you're not going to open up the oven. You're going to keep it closed, because once you open it, the air comes in, it'll ruin the food. The gadya, so if you're cooking a gedi, bein sharik, whether it's sealed, shetach pi atanur betitzaviv, that means I seal the mouth of the oven, the door is closed up with a layer of plaster around it, ubein lo sharik, or whether I didn't seal it, shaper dam, is not a problem, because no one's opening that oven door. You open the oven door, you're going to ruin the food. The barcha, now if it's an adult, hainu eiz, the adult goat, visharik, and I seal the oven, nami shapidam, it's also fine. The barcha velo sharik, but if I'm cooking the adult goat and it's not sealed closed, Rav Yirmiya asar, Rav Ashi shar, Rav Yirmiya said it's asar, Erev Shabbos into Shabbos to leave the goat cooking in the oven, and Rav Ashi says it's mutter. V'kosra pois, the pois kamayit, the kamluk Rav Yirmiya paskal, Rav Yirmiya luchumah. The Kaparcha Gemara, the Gemara asks, the Rav Ashi, the Shari, how does Rav Ashi say it's mutter? For tonight, it's a Mishnah. Ein soilin boser botzel ubeya, elo kadei she yitzolim edyoim. You don't roast meat, onions, or eggs unless it's totally done before Shabbat starts. How could Rav Ashi say it's mutter to roast the eggs without sealing the oven? The Kashat Mashani, the Gemara answers, hasim bevisa agumri. That case of the Mishnah, the meat is right on the coals. Adkan. That's what the Gemara says. The Kosma Farsh explained to Vyimi Nami, Moidil Terezel of Yamaskana, the Vyimi agrees to this explanation of the Mishnah. The Kosma Toysus Raharash, so Toysus and the Rosh explain, the Bitsli Ari, the discussion we have here is roasting. We are roasting meat. We're not cooking, we are roasting. Ulahachi Barcha Velo Sharik Asra Filuchai. And therefore, by the adult goat, if the oven is not sealed closed, it's usur. Even though you put it in raw right before Shabbos, after even though cooking a pot on the stove, we said shehi is mutter if the meat was raw and you stick it into the pot right before Shabbos, we said that's not a problem of shehiya, because it won't be cooked until Shabbos morning anyway, so you have no incentive to stoke the coals. Here, it's not okay. When you roast meat without cooking in a pot, it gets done, it's cooked very quickly. It'll be fit to eat Friday night. And we are indeed afraid that it may stoke the coals. And that's why it's us. It's a gezerah. It's a gezerah. Not to roast the meat Friday into Friday night, we're afraid to stoke the coals. V'hine. L'das ha-Rambam v'ha-Machaber, the view of Rambam and the Machaber quotes, the reason we allow the young gedi, the young kid, to be roasted, whether or not the oven is sealed, is because in order to cook the tender meat, it only needs a little heat. So there's no concern he may stoke the coals. If he stokes the coal, he'll burn it. So therefore, we're not afraid of Shem Yechata. Well, in addition, because of this, let's say you have it not in an oven, it's just by the coals. We're not afraid he may stoke the coals. For the same reason, if he stoke the coals, it's very tender meat, it'll burn right away. Miuhainu davka mesamach gechol. Now this is only if it's near the gechol, near the burning embers. Avol imhu munachal gechol mashvet. If it's right on top of the coals, af begedi asur. Then it's asur even by gedi. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to roast meat erev Shabbos into Shabbos. It has to be done beforehand. The kimon shumunachal gachol mash, because if it's sitting right on the coals, the vadein echoishes amashi yischak. You see, he doesn't care if it gets burnt or singed. Ki chafetzusha yitzol mehera. He wants it roasted as fast as possible. Beza oifin shia, whatever it is, it is. Ach, b'shemunachal gachol mamish v'nitzlam yadion kacham and desoy. But if you put it right on the coals and before Shabbos starts, it was sufficiently roasted to be machal ben desoy, halfway done, let's say. Shari gamal de'er rishoni. Then even the first opinion holds its mutter. The Beis Shimon Reish and Gimel. We learned in Reish and Gimel. The silu de gabi tav shlo mahani machal ben desoy. That sheet they held that by cooked foods, machal ben desoy is not good enough for shehia. Kmo she is nispar shon, like we explained there. Al betzli hamunach al gacholim. But here, when you're roasting meat right on the coals, vaday shari kishehu kmachal ben desoy. Even that view would agree that it's mutter from Friday into Friday night when it's kmachal ben desoy on the coals. In such a case, he certainly will not stoke the coals. Achav Meichel Ben Nesoy, once it's Meichel Ben Nesoy. Shechoyish Shlif Seidu Ditzli Shlo Yischarech. He's afraid that the roast meat will get ruined, it'll burn up. Kinetran Nitzel Kamachem Ben Nesoy, since before Shabbos started, it's already Meichel Ben Nesoy. Ubi Besar Shor Ve'ez, as far as the meat of the ox and the goat, Svir L'Rambam Mechaber, the Rambam Mechaber hold, the Shari is permitted from Friday to Friday night, Kishutuach betit, as long as it's sealed v'hu betoch hatanur inside the oven. Mitam devadai lo yiftach hatanur chatuyei. Certainly, he's not going to open the oven to stoke the coals. Dim yiftach hatanur, because if he opens the oven, tikanes ruach, the air will come in. V'yiskasha habosar, it'll harden the meat. V'yipase, it'll be a loss. V'chein therefore, imetzli munach bekedera, if the meat that is roasting is actually in a pot. Kigon sikeder, pot roast. Now, there's no other food in it. There's no water, no potatoes. It's just meat. It's just a meat by itself, but it's in a pot. Does ena miskasha? Then if you open the oven door, the air is not going to hit the meat. And the meat is protected. It won't get hard. Imuchai legamri, so if it's totally raw before Shabbos starts, sorry, that's okay. Kamosha kosa reish simen reish nungim, like we said, reish nungim, you can do shahiyah. Avon in this special kitzas, but if it's partially cooked before Shabbos starts, osur, it's forbidden, even in this case of tzli, when it's sitting in the pot by itself. Since it won't get hard if you open the door, he may open the door of the oven and stoke the coals. So it comes out of Chumrah that since the whole concern is the air coming in, ruining the meat, if the meat was protected in a pot, then we're taka afraid. Then you can't do it Erev Shabbos. You can't leave it there because we're afraid to open the oven door and stoke the coals. Well, the fees that according to this, Had the Mishani, when the Gemara answers, Hasan Bebisa Gumri, the meat sitting on the coals, Hanagon Shemuna Chal Gachol Mamish, is sitting right on the coal, bunch of Kasif Sif Beis, like we write in Sif Beis. In such a case, he's not afraid of burning it. Lakshi Yitzla Mehera. He just wants it roasted as quick as possible. Well, Kachlo Shori Elo. Therefore, it won't be permitted unless it's Machal Ben Desoy. Kishigi the Machal Ben Desoy, once it's Machal Ben Desoy, sure, the Kuli Alma, everyone would agree it's mutter to leave it there. Avodas HaRambam, Mechaber, Simon, Gimel, even according to the view of the Rambam and Mechaber in the beginning of Reish Gimel, because in this case, there's no way he's going to stoke the coal, so he'll ruin it. Kol Zehu L'das HaMechaber, that's the view of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rosh and the Tur that the Ramah brings argue in the Rambam. What's the reason you're allowed to leave your kid, the young animal's meat inside, whether it's sealed or not? We said because air is bad for it, he won't open up the oven. So it's mutter even if the oven is closed, but not sealed with plaster around the door. Al bebarcha, but when you're dealing with an adult goat, lo shari el davka kishtuch betit savakisu, then it's only mutter if it's sealed and you have a smear of mud around the door. In such a case, we're not afraid to stoke the coals. Why? He doesn't want to go to the effort of breaking the seal around the mouth of the oven. Not that he's afraid the air is going to come in and ruin the meat. He's just not going to bother with breaking the seal. And for this reason, shari afilu b'gdera. So even if the meat is in a pot, it's mutter to do the shahia, we're not afraid he'll open the oven door. The Mechaber holds, the Rambam holds, since the whole concern is air hitting the meat, if the meat's in a pot, you don't have that fear, it's also, we're afraid you'll open the door and shem yichata. But the Rosh says, no, the pshat is that it's a tircha. Once you've sealed it, we're not afraid you're going to open it up. So if that's the case, even if the meat is in a pot and the air won't bother it, it's still mutter. Because you're not going to matriach yourself once you put a seal on. So this is a kula. The Inu Mefarshi, they explain, the Hodim is shayin bisagumi when there's a heter because the meat's on the coals. The oven isn't closed up, totally open. And therefore, it's usur even by the case of the young animal. So even though in the first mahalach of the Rambam, he said that when the gedi is chutz l'tanur, near the gecholim, we're not afraid shem yechate, this shita holds, we are afraid, shem yichata. We are afraid. It's also even by gedi, when it's opened up near the gecholim. So each shita, one has a chum, one has a kula. The mechab is mekel when the gedi is outside near the coals, and the ramah, the rosh is machmir, and the rambam is going to be machmir by a kedera in a sealed oven, and the ramah is going to be mekel in a kedera in a sealed oven. If the gedi is machal ben desoy before Shabbos starts, ashori gam l'dei rishona to bereis simin reish negimel, then it's mutter, even according to the first few back in reish negimel. V'afilu enu menachas al gachol nasam gachol, even if it's not on the coals but near the coals. The betzli shukamachal ben desoy lekel meich shem yichata, because once it's roasted to the degree of machal ben desoy, we're never afraid you're going to stoke the coals because you just ruin the meat. This in general will give you an understanding of what's going on behind what the Mechaber says and the Ramah. Ad kan l'shon Tosef Shabbos. This is what Tosef Shabbos writes.